नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Saktarine Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganar Agunatam Tam 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 Sadivam Sadvetam Savadbhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sade Devi Panamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gopakta Vinda Pancha Kalpa Taru Vaisya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada ki jai Shri Giriraj ko vadan ki jai Gaur Premanandi Hare 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 Bol There are today I will not talk about Sri Braj Bilas Stava because I would like to glorify Krishna by discussing my favorite or one of my favorite pastimes of Krishna coming home from the meadows, the pasturing grounds in Vrindavan, to the Vrindavan town. And I think you all know that each morning Mother Yashoda laments, "Oh Krishna, my sweet boy, why did you have to take your birth in the family of cowherders? You are too delicate to walk on the forest path. You should not do that. You should stay at home." But you will say, "No, I am born in the family of cowherd men. It's my dharma. I must go." "Oh Krishna, soft darling of my heart, why do you have to be born in the family of cowherd?" That's how Mother Yashoda genuinely feels. She feels actually a feeling which many bridge Parsis share with her, that is, this Krishna has come to us like a jewel has come in the hand of a beggar. The beggar is not qualified for the jewel, but still the jewel has come into the hands of the beggar. And that emotion, many bridge Parsis have, they say to Nanda Maharaj, "We can't believe that Krishna is amongst us. We are so simple and primitive. We are hearers. We live in the forest. And still this jewel has taken birth amongst us." And what we can't, what is even more difficult to understand, the cowards boys say, coward men say to Nanda, "Our affection is increasing day by day to Krishna. And his affection for us seems to also increase day by day. How is it possible? I don't know if you feel grateful and you feel loving. You often feel not worth of having that personality in your life. Like when you feel genuine appreciation, for instance, for your spiritual master, which is something which is difficult in Kali Yuga. But if you feel I don't deserve such a personality like Prabhupada in my life, you feel genuinely like this, I'm not deserving this. This is a sign of love. But if you feel, not this feeling of worthlessness in the presence of the beloved, then most probably your love can still increase in various forms. Therefore, you always feel the greatest devotees in the presence of Krishna express their worthlessness. They feel we are like beggars, and a costly jewel has come in our hand without us deserving it. Have you noticed how the great devotees express their hearts? "Oh Krishna, I can't do bhajan," says Sanatana Goswami. "He can't do bhajan. Who else can do bhajan? I don't know anything about the devotional scriptures. Who else? He writes devotional scriptures." He says, "I don't know about Vaishnava yoga, that is how to connect with Krishna. Who else in Sanatana Goswami? He's the Sambandha Acharya." Sambandha means connection. That's the Vaishnava yoga. But he feels worthless, because the feeling of true love will make you feel, my beloved is wonderful and I'm useless. You feel like that. Krishna is so wonderful. Ajamil, you know, he prays. He is the holy name, and here am I. We seem to be thousands of light years apart. The wonderful holy name is so wonderful, that I'm so unwonderful. But still, I have chanted it at the time of my death, unintentionally. How could this miracle happen that the two have joined? And in Narottamdas Thakur's prayer, you will find you are the most wonderful and I'm the most fallen. But you have a name. I want to bring this name into your memory. Patita Bhavana, the savior of the fallen. And if you go around and you will not find anyone who is more fallen than me. So therefore, by that logic, it would suit you very well to pick me up, because then your name, Patita Bhavana, will really shine forth. It will really get some significance. Yeah, so... So let us hear now about this pastime. I was thinking about it the other day as I was sitting in Govindakund. I somehow like Govindakund for various reasons. It's a Leela Stan, always a Leela takes place, and one is also that Krishna comes home every day from the pasturing grounds, and he passes Govindakund. Even today he comes. There was just not so long ago a Baba who lived there and who felt very sad, because although he had been for many years for all of his life in the process of Krishna consciousness, he had not had the direct darshan. So he one day decided to go to Govindakund and just sit on the road which the cows take to go home. And what happened to him, I will tell you in a little while. I will first discuss with you from the Bhagavatam how Krishna comes home, and then we will hear a modern example of someone who enters that same Leela. Because as Raghunath Das Goswami points out, the api atya, even today the pastimes of Krishna take place here in Braj. Most of us are too much in our own heads, and we don't notice, or we have no faith in it. But it helps us to hear about it, and then to learn what is the key that opens our perception for entering or perceiving the pastimes, at least as they are discussed by the acharyas, you know, thinking, in other words, or remembering, it's called smaranam, about them. So, it said when Krishna walks through Braj, he relieves the distress which Mother Earth feels because she is constantly split open by the sharp hooves of Krishna's cows. Krishna moves with his very soft lotus feet, which are not sharp like that of the cows, over Mother Earth, Mother Bhumi's wounds. And he leaves his celebrated impressions, the emblems of flag, thunderbolt, lotus, and the elephant goat, on the ground. And by stepping like this on the ground, he cures the pain which the earth feels from millions and billions of enthusiastic cows and calves. Especially when the cows go home, they are so joyful they jump up and down, and maybe you have seen the calves sometimes in Vrindavan jumping really high and landing. Have you seen them? Today I saw again a calf like jumping. I thought, my God, this calf should go to the Olympiad Games. It's so high. You know, so they are very joyful, the cows, that they will come home and see the cows who stayed back, or the calves who were still too young to walk all this way. And Krishna follows now the gopis wait for Krishna at the gate to Vrindavan town, and they see what Krishna does in two ways. When Krishna is close, they see it through the eyes of their heads. When Krishna is far away, the gopis also see what Krishna is doing through the eyes of their hearts. Did you know that your heart has senses? Balade Vidya Bhushan describes. Even in the modern science, there is a very effective way of curing heart diseases, and they speak about a heart's intelligence. And what they say is that what they have analyzed, the heart has brain cells which, in opposition to the brain cells in the head, are able to receive another content. For instance, the heart can think of more universal things like making peace with others. Or it can think of making plans to satisfy God. Whereas the head intelligence is very practical, the heart intelligence is very visionary. And that is when you come to my seminar, The Sacred Space, you might be able to learn more about it. But here is Braj, and I don't want to get too much into this detail. What I want to say here is, you can open the senses of your heart, the spiritual senses, and you can perceive many things like Krishna's holy name there. So the gopis, what they have developed this to the highest degree there in the spiritual world, and they see on the canvas of the heart, canvas means like screen of the heart, the pastimes of Krishna, who is miles and miles and miles away playing his transcendental flute in the forest of Vrindavan. Did you know this? They are here, but they can receive everything. And the gopis are talking amongst themselves about this distant communication. They say, now Krishna is standing somewhere counting his cows on a string of gems. Like we have beads where we count holy names. 108, one mala. Krishna counts Davali, Hansi, all his cows on a string of gems. He actually counts them sometimes individually, sometimes also in groups, if the groups are complete. He wears a garland of tulasi flowers that bear the fragrance of his beloved. Mostly this garland is made by the hands of Radharani. And this garland has a very fragrance of Radharani. Therefore, Krishna will not exchange that garland for nothing. Sometimes Krishna sends a garland mostly of champak flowers, because they have a golden effulgence, like Radha, to Shrimati Radharani. And by sending that garland to Radha, he wants to signal, just like this garland has embraced my neck, I hope that you will also soon embrace my neck. It is a garland which speaks a message, in other words. So he wears a garland of tulasi flowers that bear the fragrance of his beloved. And the gopis see this. He has thrown his arm over the shoulder of an affectionate cowherd boyfriend. In Vrindavan, Krishna often takes support of his cowherd boyfriends by leaning on them. Also, when Krishna feels tired, he wants to lay down, and his cowherd boyfriends sit down at that time and offer their lap as a cushion for Krishna's head to rest on. So he takes support either by standing or by lying. As Krishna plays his flute and sings, the music attracts the black deer's wives, who approach that ocean of transcendental qualities and sit down beside him. This is what the gopis often observe, that the black deer's wives, they come and hear Krishna's flute song and then approach Krishna, and Krishna signals with his eyes, welcome, 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 and they sit down next to him. And not far away are the husbands of the black deer, and they have nothing, they have no objection. And the gopis, they use this, they say, oh, we are so unfortunate. If we just say only the name of Krishna in our village, we get hell from our husband. But the black deer, they are so much more fortunate, because their husbands have no objection to meeting Krishna. And then the gopis remarks, they see the black deer worship Krishna. Who knows how the black deer worship Krishna? By their glances. By looking, they have affectionate glances. Now it is explained that this is what Krishna is really interested in. Affection, the glances. When you do an arati, Krishna is not so attracted to the lamp. The lamp burns without you doing anything. You do your switch, with your firelight, switch, and then you hold it to the giviks, and then your job is finished. The giviks do the rest. They burn. Then when you do your artik, Krishna looks, and what will you do? Will you just let your hired servants, the giviks which you bought on the market, place, will you let them do all the work? What is about you? We don't want this, your servants, the giviks, we want you. Krishna will think like this, and he will see you have affectionate glances. This morning I was, no, this morning, last morning, the day before yesterday, I was late, and I got up and I chant every morning a few prayers, and but I was so late, so I remember I started already when I came out of the bathroom, you know, I started already this longer prayer, then I sat down half of it, and I did every all the other things, preparing different cups with water and doing this and that at worship. And then all of a sudden I remembered that the deer in Vrindavan's forest, they please Krishna by worshipping him with affectionate glances, and I am certainly displeasing Krishna by offering mechanical prayers who are just done out of duty. When can I start my rounds, please? That has no benefit. So the gopis notice this. These black deer wives come and sit beside Krishna. They're so intimate. Then they talk to Yashoda. O sinless Yashoda, your darling child, the son of Maharaj Nanda, has festively enhanced his attire with a jasmine garland, and he's now playing along the Yamuna in the company of the cows and cowherd boys, amusing his dear companions. This is they say he's coming, but he is walking now down the Yamuna, and because he is so playful, he is wearing a garland of jasmine flowers. If you have a well-functioning nose, which is a rarity at this season in Vrindavan, you would smell in this room two fragrances. An insect repellent, which is a Mottenkugel, and you would smell over it a subtle fragrance of champak flowers. The champak belongs to the jasmine family, and Krishna likes to wear these type of flowers because they're extremely fragrant. So he plays along the Yamuna. What Krishna does is he takes, usually before entering the village of Vrindavan, he will go to the bank of the Yamuna and take a shower or a bath to relieve himself of the fatigue. He doesn't want to feel so tired when he goes into the village of Vrindavan. So he takes his bath, and then he dresses in a very gorgeous way after taking his bath. You know, there are always little servant boys running behind Krishna, and they have a set of clothes for change, and they also have different flutes according to the need. Like, I'm always thinking, like, when our Philip is in action, he has different lenses, and according to the need, you screw the lenses on and off, isn't it? So Krishna has a need for different flutes. According to the occasion, he plays this flute or that flute. So he's dressing new, because after all, he wants to come freshly dressed into his village and greet the devotees. He's pleasing his devotees. That's really on his mind. Krishna is in his mind. I want to satisfy the devotees. So he is dressed like this with a beautiful crown, and then he sits on the bank of the Yamuna, and he puts one leg, one foot in the Yamuna, a place in the Yamuna, and makes little waves. Maybe some fishes are there, some clever fishes, and they kiss the feet of Krishna. So Krishna plays with his flute like this. And then he jokes with his cowherd boyfriends, different jokes about the shapes of different flowers. He jokes, and he's joking about many things, you know. And they laugh very pleasantly, and they sit in the cool atmosphere of the Yamuna to relieve themselves of the tiredness of cow herding. So at that time, the gentle breezes come from the Yamuna and Anna Krishna with the soothing fragrance of sandalwood. In other words, everything is there in the cooling mood. Cool Yamuna, cool bath, cool jokes. Everything is relaxing, you know, relieving. Everything is relieving. That's the idea. Maybe cooling or relieving. And also the breeze comes, and this is a particular breeze. It comes from far in the Malaya hills. It brings the cooling scent of sandalwood. It serves Krishna like this. Now, at that Mother Yashoda said, but why does he delay so long? Why does it take so long for him? And the gopis answer here, Upavatyana kulang manaya malaya spashena. Now it comes. Vandinastam upadeva gana ye vajya gita balibi pariva vruhu. The various upadevas standing on all sides, like panegyrists. Shri Radhika, this needs an intelligent English speaker. Do you know what is a panegyrist? Difficult word. It's like P-A-N, pen, A, G, I know that Chaitanya has a telephone which can fly, and somehow you will maybe find it out. So there are the minor demigods, upadevas. They are not the real big ones like Brahma and Shiva. They stand there, left and right, in a row, with their musical instruments, and offer Krishna first-class music, singing, and some gifts, so that Krishna can enjoy his homecoming. What does the machine say? It's even doesn't exist on the machine. Panegyrist, yes. I think it's someone like poets who sing in the court. That's how I remember this word, but it's a long time back that I knew this word. Now I forgot it. Then Yashoda says, his mother is waiting. He should not delay and let these minor demigods be understanding of the heart of a mother who wants to see the boy very quick. It's a poetress. Yeah. But then the gopis say, we have seen also Brahma and Shiva. They also have come down to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. If that is not possible, they touch the dust which comes blown up in the air, because they feel blessed by the dust which has been touched by Krishna's lotus feet and the cow's lotus feet. So Yashoda, they hope that Yashoda, out of respect for Brahma and Shiva, would say, okay, then this is a good reason that Krishna comes a little bit delayed. He has to receive the praises of Brahma and Shiva, my little boy. But Mother Yashoda wants to see Krishna. It's not that she's very impressed by this. She will say they have no intelligence really, because he's very hungry now. They should not keep him busy. He must come to his mother and eat. The gopis said also, Krishna is affectionately remembering how the bulls and the calves tied up in Braj are suffering in separation from him. So he will quickly come back, even at the risk of neglecting the Gandharvas and other demigods. Yashoda, Krishna already knows in Braj there's his mother, but there's also the cows, and everyone is waiting who was left behind. And they pacify Yashoda. One cannot say that for a cowherd boy like Krishna, the expert singing of such extremely insignificant singers as these Gandharvas is more attractive than seeing the cows feeding them grass, touching them and scratching their necks. Krishna showed how much affection he has for his cows by lifting Govardhan Hill just to protect them. Though the Gandharvas may have heaps of good qualities, Krishna has not even a trace of affection for them. Mother Yashoda replied, if that is so, if Krishna doesn't care for the Upadevatas, the Gandharvas, then by this time Krishna should have returned home. But the gopis answer this objection and say, another reason for Krishna's delay. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and the other chief demigods are now offering their respects to your son while standing along the path. Attracted by the sound of Krishna's flute, the demigods come from their own abodes and remain all day in the sky watching Krishna in great bliss. They have the best seats, you know. Upper terrace, you know, and they can see Krishna from there all day. When Krishna returns to Braj in the evening, the demigods also return to their celestial abode, but not before descending to earth to worship the lotus feet of your son in order to obtain his mercy. What can Krishna do in these circumstances? Krishna's extended delay is caused by his taking time to bless the demigods. Why don't you see your own great fortune that the feet of your son are being honored even by Brahma, Shiva, and the other chief demigods? Therefore, why are you unnecessarily so distressed? In a tearful, choking voice, Yashoda said, oh dear young girls of Braj, then please run to the watchtowers and tell me how far away my son is. On Yashoda's order, the tallest of the beautiful young gopis climbed up the watchtower to see when Krishna would arrive. Now, this is what I would like to discuss today. Krishna is returning, and one group of devotees is saying goodbye. That is the forest animals who have been with Krishna all day. It is said some birds are so desperate that Krishna will return to Braj that they beat their chest. Their wings. This is a sign of distress. I don't know if you sometimes do it. The birds are like this. But one group of devotees that is the Brajavasis, led by Mother Yashoda and the beautiful gopis, are eagerly expecting Krishna's return. And I would like to quote a verse from Lalita Madhava by Rupa Goswami. It says, "The pastimes of Krishna are hidden in the pages of the Vedas. They are not obvious if you study the Vedas. And in Braj, these pastimes of Krishna are hidden by the covering dust of the by the dust which is raised by the hooves of the cows." So that means both the intellectual students of the Vedas have difficulties to see Krishna, and also the devotees of Vrindavan have difficulty to see Krishna. Krishna, even today, is here, Damayanti, but we have difficulties to see him because he is hidden. This is one aspect which you must know about Krishna. He is hidden. It's not obvious. Krishna also is described in the Bhagavatam as liking indirect, hidden things. Hidden means he can be found only with some effort and with some endeavor. And I would like to talk at the end of Kartik what that effort and endeavor should be. I personally like hidden things very much, because I know when you discover the hidden things, then you discover the valuable things. Hidden things are wonderful if you can have faith that they exist. When I was a little boy, I will give just an example to lay the foundation. I had very loving parents. I still have loving parents. And we had an Eastern holiday. Some of you are from Muslim backgrounds and you don't know what is Eastern. Eastern is a festival. Oh my God, hopefully I remember what is Eastern. Is it when Jesus went to heavens, isn't it? He rose from the dead. Christi Himmelfahrt, that is, when he rose from the dead. So that for children in Germany, I don't know if it's everywhere else, we believed as children that there is an Eastern rabbit. And this Eastern rabbit can lie, can make eggs, mostly of chocolate. And we believed, I strongly believed that up to, until 12 years or you know, 12, but I don't know when I stopped believing these things, 10 years or so, that the rabbit would come into our living room of our family and make his chocolate eggs there. But they were always hidden. So I remember I was a great lover of sweets when I was young. Mother was almost breaking into the door. When can I go? When can I go and look for the sweets? And, no, not yet. He's still in there, you know. And then we went into the room. I still remember everything looked like every other day. The sweets were hidden by the Eastern rabbit. And he was also a hidden thing, you know. So we would, I remember, I was looking for hours for the sweets, and I found many, but some I didn't find. I had faith in the Eastern rabbit. Later I had faith in my mother that she had done it. and that it would be possible to find these hidden things. And this faith It's called Lokika Shastra, faith and people or ordinary things of this world, or extraordinary things like the Eastern rabbit, gives you the impetus as a child to look for what is hidden, what is not obvious. And although it may take a few hours, you still find the sweets eventually. This same faith you need to have. It's called Shastra, not Lokika, but Shastriya Shraddha. That is a faith informed by sacred scripture that Krishna is in Vrindavan. And then you need to undertake the activities necessary to find him. Now, it is very interesting because this is a land of bhava, a land of spiritual consciousness. You know, Vrindavan is a place of consciousness. Your qualification must also be something which is in the consciousness. You know, I want to repeat this. Because this land is made out of consciousness, your qualification to find what is hidden must also happen in the consciousness. You can't find him by any mechanical way. And what is necessary as a quality in the consciousness to find the hidden truth of Krishna, who's hidden in the in Vrindavan, is your eagerness, your longing for Krishna. And I like this passage so much. This Mother Yashoda, she hears from the gopis about Krishna, who counts the cows, who is taking a bath before entering the town of Yamuna, town of Vrindavan, who sits at the banks of the Yamuna and jokes and is served by the cooling breezes, and who is glorified by the minor demigods and by the higher demigods. Mother Yashoda gets so eager that she sends the tallest of the gopis on the watchtower, because it gives an extra height, the tallest of them, who will look, when is Krishna coming? This is the only information which I wish. This looking for Krishna is called utkanta. Utkanta means to come out of your kanta, your collar. This will be the qualification to find Krishna. You must come out of your box of normal devotional service. You must spice your devotional service with that eagerness and longing to find Krishna. Then all of a sudden a dusty village with cheating Indians becomes the kingdom of God. That's the magical twist, the magical turn. All of a sudden, a depressed outlook on the culturally so different Vrindavan than Europe is, becomes a blissful outlook where you have tears of gratitude in your eyes. Krishna can be found, but he is hidden. You must be prepared to have that, to see what can evoke your longing for Krishna. Usually, it's hearing about Krishna's description of how nice Krishna is and how beautiful he is, and how merciful he is for his devotees. These qualities of Krishna will make you long to meet Krishna one day. Vrindavan is that place where Krishna is only interested in relationships. God is interested in relationships in Vrindavan, even to the insects and so on. And this is the land of relationship, and you can come to Vrindavan with the desire to stabilize your relationship with Krishna, your one relationship. Therefore, keep Vrindavan sacred. there may be other relationships in your life. You may be, you know, for men, women are always interesting, and for women, always men are interesting. That's or family relationships also. Vrindavan is set aside for the one relationship for Krishna. Please always remember this. Otherwise you are will come to grief in Vrindavan, because the door to Vrindavan will close if you are not interested in a relationship with Krishna. And as soon as you think, aham mameti, I am mine, I am this and this is my interest, Vrindavan closes. And you see the dusty village in Uttar Pradesh with an income rate below poverty. And that's what you see, and economically not so stable a place. You see that. And you don't see the kingdom of God. But the moment you are interested in the relationship with Krishna, you see something else. This is what it means that Krishna is hid. Anyone can see how Krishna is hidden in Vrindavan if he tolerates, no, if he stays when the sun sets and the darkness sets over Vrindavan. Have you ever seen that mystery of Vrindavan unveiling when everything becomes dark and everything becomes so sweet all of a sudden? Anyone, even a beginning visitor, can see, because Krishna always becomes visible in an indirect way. He's always that's our Lord. He likes to be hidden, and you know, and when it's hidden, he can be contacted. That's one of the paradoxes of Krishna consciousness. If you understand he's hidden, you can find him. If you expect him to be obvious and visible, you can never find him. If you accept he's hidden, and he's hidden to my eyes, and I need to develop the longings in my heart, and then you can. And I like this very much, this pastime, where Mother Yashoda gets more eager, and then finally she sees how Krishna enters Vrindavan, and the gopis see, and the Brijbasis. Would you like to hear that? Then Krishna comes to Vrindavan. He respectfully greets his well-wishing friends. His eyes roll slightly as if from intoxication. Krishna's eyes roll slightly as if he is intoxicated like that. He wears a flower garland, and the beauty of his soft cheeks is accentuated by the brilliance of his golden earrings. Krishna has these golden earrings. Which he likes very much. Do you know when these earrings sometimes get wet? It's when Krishna is bathed by his cowherd boy friends. He looks at that time when he's bathed in the morning like a rain cloud which is illuminated by the rays of the moon. We read this today, and then his earrings get obviously wet. Then he takes them off, and they are dried, and then he puts them on again. He likes these because they are in the shape of the Cupid who rides on a makara, like it's a dolphin. So they remind him of Radharani because they remind him of love, and he puts them on his own. I read today in the morning, and I was wondering, certain things he doesn't really let out of his hands, and his earrings belong to that category. He has a cheerful face resembling the moon, the lord of the night. In this way, the lord of the Yadus moves with the grace of a regal elephant. Elephants move very slowly. Thus he returns in the evening, delivering the cows of Braj from the heat of the day. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, Krishna's eyes are rolling about in intoxication due to the bliss of seeing his father and other loved ones. You know, he's so happy that he sees his loved ones that his eyes roll around. Or due to the love generated from seeing his beloved gopis. The first meaning is for those in the mood of parental affection, Vatsalya Ras, and the second meaning is for those in the mood of conjugal love, Madhurya Ras. This will be understood from a later description. What this means is that Krishna satisfies all the different devotees in whatever rasas they are as he moves, as he comes out of his unseen places, you know, where only the gopis see him. It means in the forest, when he comes out of the forest back to the Vrajavasis, I like this very much. This is what I wanted to explain. Please think about your last few days in Vrindavan. The last few days, not in Vrindavan, in the month of Kati, we have now. When you look up to the moon, it's almost full. Maybe two more days, then it's completely Sharad Purnima. Two more days of the Kartik month. It went by like a time seems to move in another way in Vrindavan, isn't it? It went by very fast, but it took an eternity. You know, it's paradoxical. So many things happened, so much internal journey is happening, so many of us are maybe a little exhausted. I am a little exhausted, to be honest, from all these things which I try to offer to Radharani. It's not much, but I'm a poor beggar. So many realizations, so many thoughts, so many questions, so many answers, so many impressions. I could live a whole lifetime from this. Even Ananda Chaitanya and Rangini shared something with me. I hope they don't mind if I share. This will not be too confidential. When you returned from Van Govardhan Parikrama, do you remember how you said to me, so many impressions? Do Do you remember? So many, really many. I also did a Govardhan Parikrama up to Radhakund. I came and then I went the rest by taxi because I had an evening program at Radhakund. And I just thought, my God, what I have seen in that one Parikrama. I need to sit down now and but I have no time to digest it. I Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I need to chant. But it was really a very deep impression. And my dear devotees, the more you learn to keep Vrindavan sacred, that means to concentrate on that one relationship, the more experiences you will make with Krishna. You have to learn this somehow or other. There is, of course, a great benefit of devotee association, but there's a very nice shloka which says that devotees need to learn to encourage each other in their spiritual life. That is a secret which devotees need to learn. And I'm not sure if I can find this now for you. No, it's here. But should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. Parasparanukatanam pavanam bhagavat yasha mitorati mitas tushtir nivritti mita atmanaha. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. Most purifying. There may be many sadhanas, this, that, but the most powerful is sankirtan, or praising Harinam together, or praising the Yasha, Bhagavat Yasha, the fame of the Lord and the qualities. This is most purifying in Kali Yuga. For that you need devotees. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship in Krishna Katha or Sankirtan, huh? They feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. They feel, yeah. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. Yeah. By being together in Krishna Katha and Harinam, Sankirtan, great encouragement is given, which is necessary to step boldly forward and follow that thin fragrance of your attraction to Krishna. I wanted to give you this example. When you enter into Sachi Devi's house, you smell two fragrances. The Mottenkugeln, what that insect repellent, can you? Somehow it's very strong in this house. I have not smelled it in any other house in the world. This is a particularity of this house. But over it, you can smell the fragrance of Champaka, what is worshipped. They are worshipped here. We worship the deities here. And you must know which scent will you follow. In a similar way, in this world, there is a scent of sense gratification, possibilities for sense gratification that you can follow, or you can follow the fragrance of Krishna Bhajan, Krishna Kirtan. You must decide which one of the fragrance you will follow. And when you are with devotees, you can encourage each other to follow the spiritual scent. We could sit here and talk about insect repellent, but we can also talk about champak flower. This is an analogy of life. But while I had a strong discussion with Buri Jampabug, very good discussion, and he said something which is so absolutely wise, and I will say it in the end. In this world, he said, you must always balance between following the taste of Krishna consciousness and doing the necessary evolutionary steps in your spiritual journey. Because you are half human. Your spiritual soul, and you have a human side to you. You have that. It influences you. If it wouldn't influence you, then don't go on the toilet, please. You have that. It's very real. It's very real. And you have to impart the fragrance of Krishna consciousness into that human side. You cannot overstep that human side. But in Braj, we don't want to talk about this. We talk about the one relationship to Krishna. We reserve that for the practical work which we do in the West. But I was very amazed to hear from such an older devotee something which I feel already since 5 years very strongly, that premature transcendentalism will just make you a cheater. I felt that, but the idea really is, how can you bring the light of Krishna consciousness, the champak flower, into your life, that human side, and make it full, more and more fragrant gradually as your adhikari increases and your thirst for Krishna increases. Because you're getting more and more purification. Shikatik Devi Shimati Radha Rani Ki Jai. Shri Giri Raj Govardhana Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Sutara Goshta Leela Ki Jai. Shri Radha Kund Shyam Kund Ki Jai. Shri Vashana Dham Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. I wanted to express in this lecture that Krishna is hidden, and Krishna comes out of hiding by eagerness. We talked about Krishna Leela, how he comes and how he is delayed. He's not seen in Vrindavan until the Brijbasis go really very intense in their eagerness, and Mother Yashoda sends the tallest gopi on the highest watchtower to finally bring news of Krishna. So once there was a sadhu who was growing old, and he had heard that Krishna takes the route by Govinda Kund to bring his cows home. So he decided to sit on that route and wait for the cows to pass. At the very, very end of a long, long procession of cows, he saw one small little cowherd boy who caught his eye, and he went home. Then he asked another sadhu, and the sadhu told him that yes, Krishna comes down comes there home by this route, and one of these cowherd boys might be Krishna. Now maybe this surprises you and you think this is not in the scriptures, but please remember in Chaitanya Charitamrita how one cowherd boy came from, he said he lived in Anyur, and he came to Madhavendra Puri to deliver a pot of milk. Do you remember this cowherd, this pastime? As Krishna sometimes has a hidden form, right? We are talking about this. This sadhu, this Baba said, okay, I've heard it now. I had that feeling. And he hid himself in some bushes. And again he saw the next day the cows coming home, and this cowherd boy, he just jumped out of the bushes, grabbed the cowherd boy and said, "Are you Krishna?" The cowherd boy said, "No." "Can you show me Krishna?" "No, Baba, I have to go now. My mother will be angry if I come late." But as it turns out in this, it's told in Vrindavan, this story, somehow the cowherd boy takes him to the Kund and they talk, the old man and the little child. And they talk, and the sun approaches the crest of Giriraj. Crest means the top of Giriraj. And it sings on the other side, the Yatipur side, in the western horizon. And the cowherd boy is really showing now signs of impatience. He wants to go home. But the Baba doesn't let him go home. Finally the boy says, "Mother, you showed up. You showed up. Continue talking." "Ah, said the wrong word." "Your mother is Yashoda, isn't it?" The cowherd boy said, "You caught me by your attraction, but by your affection, let me give you divine eyes." And he touches him at the eyes and gives him the full darshan of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna is there. No, Krishna is there. Wrong. Krishna is there. Then the Baba says, but if I really should accept that you are Krishna, then where are the gopis?" "Oh, the gopis are there." Because remember, Krishna in Vrindavan is all about establishing a relationship with devotees. But from a hidden perspective, you have to find him. You have to go through the pages of the Vedas, if you are a scholar, and find him hidden there. Or you have to see through the dust of Vrindavan, because Krishna is always hidden in a secret. Krishna's pastimes are always hidden in a secret. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. That's why we need guidance, although we think we know already everything. We need guidance to find Krishna. Krishna. Krishna is so wonderful. Some feel discouraged when they feel Krishna's hidden. Why discouraged? Why should a child feel discouraged when he knows presents are hidden for him? He just needs to have faith in this. And then if he is born in eagerness, if he gets really eager, by sitting and doing the kirtan with the devotees and hearing about Krishna Katha, that eagerness will increase, and then he will certainly find Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.